The written word does not always sound great. Sometimes you have to tweak it before you say it. Before you make your pitch, practice verbalizing it aloud. Tone, inflection, and pace can all change the meaning of your pitch or presentation. In fact, if you gave your pitch twice to the same person on different days and only changed your tone, inflection, and pace, you could get two dramatically different results. The pitch challenge today: spend more time practicing the verbal delivery of your pitch. Record yourself and listen to your playback, then record it again. Practice your pitch on someone else and get the reaction. Go back and practice again until your pitch is perfect. It really does make a big difference. In certain situations, it could cost you a job or a deal. At my company, Pitch Publicity, we have a two-step interview process. The first interview is intentionally done by phone because I don't want to be distracted by anything else so I can really focus on the person's voice. A publicist spends the majority of the time on the phone pitching, so voice quality is an essential tool for persuasion. The second interview is by video conference, so I can see the person and how he or she presents. But many candidates don't make it to the second round of interviews if they don't pass the voice audition. Never underestimate the power of your voice. It can add an intensity to your words, or it can reduce the importance of what you are trying to convey. It often comes down to how you say it, so don't skip the rehearsal, prep, step with your pitch, presentation, or interview. Your intended outcome depends on it.